We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we'll start again from the bottom of the Tessam Beis. Omar Rav Omar of Nachman, Macha b'fnei shnayim, a macha is sufficient in front of two edim, ve'ein tzarech loy meksuvu. They're allowed to write a shtar that says that the ma'ar was meicha, even though he didn't tell them to write it. Now Tosis asks that the good he didn't, you know, for him he could do it because for him it's a schos. But how do you write a shtar where the das ha-meschayiv? Who's the mechayiv here when someone makes macha? The machzik, the guy who's being machzik is losing out. So when someone writes a shtar and someone else is losing out, he has the one who allows the shtar. So where's the das meschayiv? That's Tosis kasha. On the error. So Tosis says maybe means like you're saying they're just being made that they make an error. So that's called eidim p'eid. That's eidim p'eid. It's eid not even here. Sorry. That's me peaks of them. That Tosis asks me peaks of them. The halacha Rashi learns in Taitz in the Torah. It says al pi shnayim eidim al pi'em lo peaks of them. If the two eidim are saying is we saw me ma'arer, that's eidus peksav, which is mepik savam. Where they bring the star in, how does that star work? The reason why regular star works is because something called das meschayiv makes the star into a star choy. But here it's eidus in a star. So Tosis first teretz is the karnas chum. The second teretz, so it's not, it's right. This whole star is the karnas chum. Second teretz Tosis is that Rabbi Tam's shita was that you could send Adis into Besdin with a letter. He said the Tosis says the Tosis, this Tosis is printed on Mem Amud Aleph and like by the like a fifth, sixth narrow line. Oida Marie, so some of Rabbi Tam should know you're going to shaleach a Adis may do some bigaris le Besdin. V'chosh of Adis and consider Adis. I v'hod shinim v'safri mepiem loy piksavam loy also lamute dafke ilam shein baragada. I will royu like God if he could talk and he's royu like God. Ain't I God my kevus boy? Big chiddush many time, yeah. But he's come from Gemara. Gemara sounds like pretty much that you could write a star on the era. So first Tosis is the Karnas Chum, and Rashi's right. The Rabbein Tam says no. Here's a raya that you could write your edus piksav.
Without Tosis, you never
could write
edus on the
star.
What?
Without Tosis,
you never could write
edus
on the
star. No, Tosis is like, yeah, you could. Tosis is Rabbein Tam. Yeah, you can write edus. Point of reference is saying the words, they're not talking, they're saying. No, you're right. If you're right, you'd be able to do that. Okay. If you wrote the funny echtav, the shliach, no, the shliach would write it. That's for kiyim, it's only a kiyim. That's the halacha of macha b'fnei shnayim. Moida b'fnei shnayim v'in tzarech loy meksubu. The same halacha is b'ahem moida. Moida means I'm giving him my talent to someone, I'm being forced to do it. We'll learn more in the bottom of Amud about this, on the Talmud base. If someone's giving something, being forced, he writes the Maida on the side, it says in front of two eidim, by the way, what I'm doing is not true. So there also, they made this takana, if you tell us, let's say, they made this takana that you can make it into a shtar. And he doesn't tell you to write it, because it's chus for him to have the shtar. Haida, b'fnei shnayim, tzarech loy meksuvu. Haida, d'reiz chayiv, there you have to say ksuvu. Why? Because it's worse for him to be a milva b'shtar. Because now he can't tie in a parati. And here, it makes sense, this star, because here it's Dasa Meschayiv, the Ischayiv money. So here the star would make sense, actually. You don't have to come on to Kanaz Chum. But here, now I'll write the star where I'm telling you to write it. Why not? Because it's a Chayiv, it's bad for him. Kinyin, b'fnei shnayim. When you make a Kinyin Suda with someone on something, you have to do in front of two. Ve'ein etzarech lo meksuvu. And he doesn't have to tell you ksuvu. We'll see pshat on that soon. And the last halacha is Kiyim Shtaris b'shloisha. What's Kiyim Shtaris? That means you have a star, and you're worried that the eidim are going to go away on the star. Now the halacha is that every star, the nitva ketaina, it's mezuyif, and now I have to certify the star. Problem is, how am I certifying to eidim? The eidim are not here anymore. So what you do is you bring it to a bezdin, either with those two eidim or the bezdin recognizes the signatures, and they write on the bottom something called a hempik, that we are three people here and we are saying this is a real star. Now if we two eidim on the bottom, so that wouldn't help because that wouldn't be a bezdin. So you definitely need three in order to be a bezdin, and then bezdin certifies a star, and now that alone is a kiyim. So that needs three, and that's what Rashi speaks out. A lot of them say before, like kinyan, b'fnei shnayim, what we have need three. Just lafuke kiyim star, which needs three. This way said kinyan b'fnei shnayim. So Amar Rava, this is all the members. The Rava said over b'shem Rav Nachman. He said over and that macha, moida, hoida, Kinyan and Kiyam Stars. Five things he said over. He says, and casually, how casually? You know what's fair about Rav Nachman's Memris, the Kenyan one is Shver. Hi, Kenyan Echidami. What's the din of a Kenyan? What's the halacha of a Kenyan? What's the case? Ike Maisa Bezdin Dami. If a Kenyan somehow is considered a Maisa Bezdin, so and therefore you could write a star, Liboy Klosa. Now, what we have a mina that a Kenyan is a Maisa Bezdin? So Rashbam explains, because what does Bezdin do? Bezdin does, takes money from him and gives it to you. Takes from him and them. Because they Reuven gives it to Shimon. They do the idea of the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. That's what they do. They have a power to bring money from him to him. A Kenyan does the same thing. A Kenyan takes money from Reuven and gives it to Shimon. So we would think maybe that's a din of a Maisa Bezdin. We know a Maisa Bezdin, you light a star on it. So, but if it's Maisa Bezdin, should he three Adim? Not two, should he three? Ike Maisa Bezdin, Dami Levay Tlash, should he three? Eloike Maisa Bezdin, if it's not like a Maisa Bezdin, Amayin Tzarkloy Maksuvu. If it's not a Maisa Bezdin, Chorish, you have to say Ksuvu. Because here, it's not good for him. The guy making the Kenyan, he's not happy about it, that someone else is becoming his thing. So he's not, who said he lets you write a star about it? So Manavsov, if it's a Maisa Bezdin, you should need three. And if it's not a Maisa Bezdin, you have to say Ksuvu. But the boy, how the post, after we had this question, Rav had the question, he figured out, La'ilam lav ka Maisa Bezdin. And why that's not like a Maisa Bezdin? That's a two, that's a two is enough. You don't have to say ksuvu because stam kinyan is l'ksiva oimed. What does that mean? The Rashbam explains like this, that when someone makes a kinyan sudar, it's obviously ba'ayin yafa. Because why is he doing kinyan sudar? Why isn't he doing kinyan mashicha? Why isn't he sell to the guy and wait till the guy makes a kinyan mashicha on it? Teretz is, he wants to give it to him right away. When you use a kinyan sudar, whoever that item is, the kinyan works right away, immediately. Let's say he's selling the guy a car. So one way to get the car is, if you go down to the lot, open, the, you know, drive the car a little bit. Here, they're sitting in the office, make a kinyan suda, he's cutting it right away. So it's ba'ayin yafa. You see, the guy wants to give it ba'ayin yafa. Since the guy wants to give it ba'ayin yafa, so mistama, he wants to write a star also. And that's why, stam kinyan ksiva he made, because a kinyan usually is, ba'ayin yafa, looks like I want to give it to him very much. The Rashbam Lashon is, Miskavru la knoisa ba'in yafo, mistama roitsa shichtavula. He wants to write the star. And therefore, you don't need it. You don't need it. Rabba varav Yosef, damar tavayu, kasvinen, moida, elo, aman leitzai is dina. Rabba Yosef says, I did the Nugumar here. Rabba Yosef, damar tavayu, le kasvinen moida, elo, aman leitzai is dina. They say you only write a moida. We're going to have to move on to a sugi of moida now. Maida, you only write on someone loitzai es dina, which means like this: we have Adam here writing down, signing a star that I'm selling. I don't really want to sell it. Now the question is, why don't you just bring him to din Torah? Bring the guy to din Torah. Teretz is, you're afraid the guy's not gonna listen. So therefore, you only allowed to write a maida on such a person. But if the person you're handling with is someone who listens to din, you don't write a maida. You tell the Adam, oh, you're not happy with this? Bring him to Bezdin. He's someone who listens to din. So about Rabbi Yisrael Tavayu, because Fina Moedah El Aman Leitzai is Dina. About Rabbi Yisrael Tavayu, Afilu Alayv Alecha, even on me and you. Dr. Rashbam, why? I want to bring him to Din. Dr. Rashbam, Ein Bezdin Mezumman Lekat Binyad. Maybe Bezdin is not around. Maybe Bezdin is not there. He's not available.
Who's talking about
Bezdin? My dog, I'll give you an example of my dog. Okay, my dog like this, that a guy likes my property, okay? So he comes over to me, and he knows I'm moving. He says like this: "You sell it to me, good. If not, I'm gonna report you to the authorities." Whatever, he just threatens him. So now he's stuck. So he has to either give it to him a present or sell it to him. He has to give it to him, but he doesn't want to. He wants.
And this guy is the same guy as the Bezdin.
That's the question. That's the question. Oh, so there's ways to extortion that people do with a frumah cheshven. It's a shul. It's a beis medrash. It's a yeshiva. You're starting up with a yeshiva. All different ways to do it. So then the guy lists the Bezdin. He just, in his mind, he thinks he's right. That's what he says. If it's someone who looks like he has a long beard with a frock and he's embarrassed not to list the Bezdin, so then they'll do that. Then they'll go to Bezdin. But if not. The Bible says, even if the guy lists the Bezdin, maybe there's no Bezdin available. And the guy is like, he knows he'll get it done quickly. He won't even chab. And therefore you write a Maida. So that's the machlokes over here. You write a Maida or not. Maisa by Rav is how we paskin that you can write a Maida even a guy outside, you know, because maybe Bezdin won't be available, and therefore you could write a Maida in such a case.